And
And sometimes if men are out talking, they'll do this. They'll be doing what?
They'll squat.
And then they're squatting on their
horns. On the haunches.
Let's see. If someone is or been sick a while, and say he's up and about now, but still looks a bit
peaked.
Ever seen anything else there for peaked? That isn't the term you usually use.
Pale or weak. It's in a weakened condition. I've heard people say weakened.
Let's see. The person who can lift heavy weights, now he's what?
He's muscular.
He's very
strong.
You might say he's big and
hefty.
Or hefty or stocky or
big and strong.
Or maybe you might use this term with butter too. When it gets old, maybe before he got rancid, it gets same thing as a big stocky man. You ever use stout there?
Yeah, stout.
Would you say that of butter?
No.
Never say that of
butter. I have heard of things that might have a strong odor and say, wow, that's stout.
Let's see. Say a person who is very easy to get along with, what would you call him?
I'm very complacent.
He has a good disposition and everybody likes him. You say he's very
gentle.
Or good.
Good hearted.
Let's see. Anything else you might use there?
Good hearted. Good fella. Good Joe.
And what about a horse that's easy to get along with?
Gentle.
Say a person always has a smile on his face and never loses his temper. You say he's mighty.
Likeable.
Say when a boy's in his teens and maybe he's all arms and legs and can't walk through a room without knocking over furniture, you say, well, at that age, he's awfully
gawky or awkward.
How would you describe his physical build with long arms and legs, just all arms and legs?
He's all arms and legs. Very awkward.
Ever call him gangling there?
Yeah, he's gangling.
A person who keeps on doing things that just don't make any sense, say, well, he's a plain
nut. Dodo.
Would you ever use the term fool there?
Yes.
Is that a word that you don't use, that you use sparingly?
Yes, that and stupid.
You wouldn't use, say, fool very much. Is it better to call somebody foolish than a fool?
Yes.
Let's see. A person who just will never spend a cent, what do you call it?
A miser, a skinflint.
And say that, he'll pay you when you work, but you really have to work for your money. What about that? He'll spend his money, but he's very close with it.
He's tight with a penny.
Ever call him a tightwad?
Yeah.
When you use the term common about a person, that girl's a very common girl. Is that a good term or a bad term?
In that respect, it's a bad term.
Now, what would it mean that they don't? What would it mean there? Just a in general terms.
Below ordinary, maybe not a good moral
character.
Vibe or character.
And so they use common looking. Now, what would you mean there?
Just ordinary,
everyday. Ordinary kind of looking. Is it ever the word common? Is it ever used in a complimentary sense?
Yes, I guess it would be. A lot of people say, well, we're just the common folk. But then if you turn around and call somebody common, they would be offended.
Says an old person, say about 80, and he does his farm work and doesn't get tired and so forth. You might say, well, I don't care how old he is, he's still mighty
feisty.
Anything else you do?
Feisty old geezer. Very active.
What else might you say there?